Do I miss being a competitor? Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I think there's a lot of me that still wants to have that competitive drive in fighting games, most certainly. That never goes away with me. It's like a sport, right? It's just when you feel like you were good at something, you still want to try to stay competitive, stay consistent, and also like challenge yourself against the rest of the world. I want to see our community fill up stadiums on an international scale. I want our events to be known far and wide and to like fill out seats, not even just for like a spectator's point of view, but also just fill the arena full of players, right? The more players, the better. I want to see what everybody's perspective is when it comes to learning a fighting game, what they can bring to the table, the uniqueness they can bring to a character. I want to see all of it, right? I think there's no better way to show off a personality than the way you pick a fighting game character and also the way you play said fighting game character. With a lot of the newer generations that have been really stepping up in a multitude of different countries, I want to see how far they can take it in terms of pushing the competitive needle. I want to see how much of an impact they can bring towards like future generations, but also the old guards, right? I honestly have been seeing a lot of back and forth respect from like the newer generations and the older generations. And I love that. I love that competitive drive. I love that competitive synergy between those multiple eras, I guess, in fighting games. I just want to see it continuously pursued. I want to see all of the generations continue to push the envelope, which is kind of wild to say. And I want to see it all delivered on a grand stage. I want to see more opportunities for everybody that's been putting in the work these last couple of decades and be rewarded for it.